In this tradition, the Greeks, who Homer calls the Achaeans, go and lay siege to the city for 10 years. Now, as we know from talking about Schliemann, we know that he excavated at Troy using Homer as his guide, and there is a site there which continued to be occupied in antiquity, even into classical times, which people thought of as being the site of historical Troy. And when Schliemann excavated there, he found a brilliant Bronze Age civilization. In fact, he found many Bronze Age civilizations at that one spot. There are layers of them, one on top of each other. And the position of Troy, of Schliemann's Troy, of Homer's Troy, makes good sense. It is strategically very important. Why? For a very simple reason. If you want to get from the Aegean to the Black Sea, and you must go up the Dardanelles, the current, the water flowing out of the Black Sea, is bringing you down. It is preventing you from sailing up. And the only way that you can get up the Dardanelles then is if you have a wind behind you taking you up. If the wind turns while you're on your way up, then you have to pull into port very quickly. You need protection because the current will take you straight back out of the Aegean. Troy is strategically well situated to control the seaborne trade travelling between the Black Sea and the Aegean. All right, we have a site. We have a memory of a war being fought there. What do we have archaeologically? Well, we have many different Troys, as I've said. They're layered upon layered upon layered. And it seems to be that of the various levels of Troy that have been excavated, the Troys which are called Troy 6 and Troy 7a and Troy 7b correspond, generally speaking, to the end of the Bronze Age. What we've got at the end of the Bronze Age at Troy is a major citadel with extremely well-built walls reinforced by towers, with terraces leading up to the top of the hill upon which would have been the king's palace or Megaron, subsequently torn away by later building, but it would have been there. So we've got a Troy of the right period. Now, let's ask, do we have a destruction of the right period? Can we point to Troy 6 or 7 and say, here we have definitive evidence for a Troy being destroyed by an army of occupation laying siege to it? And as everything in archaeology goes, the answer is yes and no. The answer is yes, we do have destruction levels, but I put it to you. When an archaeologist talks about a destruction level, what he or she is talking about is a nice thick layer of black ash that shows you that everything burnt. And it's very difficult to say definitively that such a layer is created by an army which has laid siege to a site and burnt it, or whether a site suffered an earthquake, caught fire and burnt down. So we have suggestive archaeological evidence which would allow us to imagine one of the Bronze Age Troys being destroyed by warfare and by attack. Putting these together, what do we end up with? Well, it's a bit of a stretch, I'll agree, but bear with me. The way I would put it together is like this, that in Homer's myth of the Trojan War, we have a memory that has undergone change over the course of centuries as oral poetry tells the story again and again and again. But the kernel, the historical kernel of that story, is that late in the Bronze Age, Mycenaean Greeks mounted a massive campaign against Troy. Whether they were actually successful or not, I don't know. Whether they built a Trojan horse, which was then taken inside the walls, I doubt, but I won't commit myself to it. But I want to point out one other feature of the historical tradition and the poetic tradition, which I think is worth keeping in mind, and that is that in addition to the epic poems that dealt with the sack of Troy, the Greeks had another cycle of epic poems called the Nostoi, and these are the returns of the great heroes from Troy. And think for a moment of what befell the various heroes. Ajax, committing suicide. Agamemnon, the king of men and ships, returning to Mycenae to be stabbed in his bath by his adulterous wife and her lover. Odysseus, spending 10 years at war and 10 years frantically trying to get back home again, to find his family grown up and almost unrecognizable, and much of his property and goods eaten by the suitors.